السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning, the first of the Hajj. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and Apa afiyat and good health, and may the Ummah benefit. May Allah Ta'ala take Marcus Sahaba from strength to strength to enlighten the Ummah of what is Haq, Quran and Hadith, and Azmati Sahaba. Ameen. Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Zulhijjah, 1446, in South Africa and few other countries. 90% of the countries, we know that today is already the second of Zulhijjah, 1446. So before we focus on our tafsir of today, chapter 47 and verse number 36, so let us read the sunnah du'as. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us in the Noble Quran, chapter 3, verse 31, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Then follow me, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, immaculately. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. Hence, it's a win-win situation. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 31, in the third supara. So let us read. I will read and you read after me. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. These words, Hilalu khairin wa rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. Look at the glory, the beauty, the style of the Arabic language. Remember that the first three nights it is called Hilal, that is the new moon and the crescent. And every three nights, remember, the name will change of the moon. And when it reaches its pinnacle, the 14th night, Chaudhwi Raat Ki Chand, then it is called Laylatul Badr. So imagine the beauty, the glory, the style of the Arabic language. So Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, Ya Allah, make this month Zulhijjah a month of khair and goodness for us, our families, and the entire Ummah and Muslimah. Wa Rushdin, and a month of righteousness. In Abu Dawood, this hadith is mentioned. Second hadith, authentic mention in Tirmidhi Sharif. And how important for us here in South Africa, which is riddled with crime and hijacking and kidnapping. So we all should learn this dua and practice on it. Read after me, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma ahillahu alayna بالأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام والتوفيق لما تحب وترضى لما تحب وترضى ربي وربك الله. Now I'll read and translate. Allah Akbar, Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be the biggest, the greatest, the mightiest. Allahumma ahillahu alayna bil amni wal iman. Oh, beloved Allah, let this new moon and crescent loom upon us with safety, security, protection of our Iman, protection of our Islam, Ya Rab. Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal Iman, wal salamati wal Islam. What tawfiq, you grant us the divine guidance and divine inspiration. Lima tuhibbu wa tarudha, for what you love and what you are pleased with. Our speech, our actions. Lima tuhibbu wa tarudha, Rabbi wa rabbuka Allah. You are my Rabb, my sustainer, nourisher, provider. And you are the sustainer, nourisher, provider of the celestial creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets. Beautiful, wonderful dua, authentic Sahih Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Third dua, when you go to Masjidul Aqsa, as soon as you enter, on the left-hand side, you will find Maqbaratul Rahmah, the graveyard of mercy, and there you will find Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu is buried there. His honorable wife and spouse Umm Haram is buried in Cyprus. Where and where Sahaba radiallahu anhu, male and female, went to. And next to him, Ubadah bin Samit, you will find Shaddad bin Aus radiallahu anhu buried there. Ubadah bin Samit says, he, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read the following dua at the beginning of the lunar month. So we are at the beginning, so we should read it. And the hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad on the authority of Ubadah bin Samit. Read, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Till there we all know, Allah Akbar, Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be the biggest, greatest, mightiest. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Almighty Allah alone. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might to take us towards good deeds and righteous actions. There is no power to prevent us from vices and sins except Him, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now read. Allahumma inni as'aluka. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha ash-shahr. O beloved Allah, I ask of thee the best of this month. Therefore, Imam Malik rahimahullah said, on the first day of the month, exert yourself. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka ash-shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu, wa laka al-mulku kullu. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatun min Rabbi. Yesterday I was there at Darul Zakariya by Hazrat Mufti Zawul Haqsa before Maghrib. And then we had tea and news, views, interviews. And then from Maghrib, then from there we were going to the class. So I told Hazrat, see, there is the moon shining in its glory and beauty, and the students were also there looking at it. So Hazrat was elated, delighted. I was so happy that we could show this to Hazrat. You see, Hazrat can't see properly, you know. And remember that Allah Jalla Wala is pleased, Nabi Alayhi Salaam is pleased. We're teaching the people the Sunnah and Nabawiya. So read, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. O Allah Jalla Wala, I beg of you the best of this month. Whatever is the best, safaran wa hadara, whether we are at home, whether we are traveling, we ask you for the best of the best. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr wa a'udhu bika min sharri al-qadr. Read this. Wa a'udhu bika, I ask you, Ya Allah, min sharri al-qadr, from the evil of the destiny. Fate, F-A-T-E. People say, meri kismati kharab hai. My taqdeer is bad. Nay, Muslim never say that. You must say, wa'udhu bika min sharri al-qadr. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the evil destiny. Wa su'il hashar. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from su'il hashar. That tomorrow, on the day of justice, I am in the wrong camp. We're standing with the munafiqeen and the hypocrites and non-Muslims, aliyazu billah, Allah forbid. We want to be under liwa'un Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, under the banner of the master Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the sahaba and the awliyaullah and the righteous people. Wamtazul yawma ayyuhal mujrimun, Surah Yasin. O you criminals, Don't mingle and associate with the Muwahideen and Mu'mineen and Muslimin, those who believe in the oneness, uniqueness, majesty of Almighty Allah. Get out, stand one side. See Allah Jalla Wala in His Jalal and Jamal on that day. So Allah Jalla Wala teaching us all this. Did you learn now? The last portion, you're not famous with the words. You're not familiar with the words. So read. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr wa a'udhu bika min sharri al-qadr wa su'i al-hashr wa su'i al-hashr rawahu Ahmad fi musnadihi an Ubadah bin Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ardah. So these are the three sunnah du'as we find in the corpus of hadith. Allah qabool farmay. Today's lesson on Tafsir, Surah 47, verse number 36, Almighty Allah teaches us, innama, only, solely, exclusively. This dunya where me and you are living in this planet and we've gone bonkers and crazy. How many people are not speaking to one another? Innama la hayatu dunya, this worldly life is only. Dunya is called dunya, it is something wretched, miserable, got no value in the eyes of Allah. Innama la hayatu dunya la'ibu wa lahu, it is what? Sport. Wa lahu, and it is amusement. So what is the difference between la'ibu wa lahu? So la'ibu, we play, so with our body, we're playing soccer, we're playing cricket, we're playing rugby, we're playing tennis, we're playing with the machines, the phone, and the laptop, and the movies, and all these things. So that is our life today, you see, la'ib. So we just kill time and waste time and so forth. Almighty Allah gives us a wonderful example, which I'll explain to you what is life. Wallahu. And it is amusement. We just take our money, and now today birthday party, today will be Valentine, then will be Easter, then will be Diwali, then will be Christmas, then will be New Year, then will be Youth Day, and then will be Grandfather's Day. So that is how we waste our money, waste our time, waste our bodies, waste our energy. So that is dunya, O brother, O sister. Allah Jalla Wala tells us and informs us in chapter 57, Surah Hadid, and verse number 20. What does Almighty Allah say? I'lamu, know and understand. Pay attention. Annama al-hayatu dunya la'ibu wa lahu, that this worldly life is just sport and amusement. Wa zinatu wa tafakhurum bainakum. So when we're growing up, I'm 5 years old, 6 years old, 8 years old, carefree, just play, and all the time, waste money, waste our bodies, energy, everything. Now we are baligh and mature. We say, this is my best friend. But what happens with you and your best friend? وَزِينَةُ وَتَفَاخُرُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ. So now the mutual rivalry, that I want to be better than you. My cell phone must be better than yours. My hairstyle must be better than you. My dress to impress. So now the daughters and sisters, come on, let's see who wears the best shoes. Who's got the best clothing? Who's got the best bag? And so forth. Everything just to show off. And just to have mutual rivalry in beauty and so forth. So that is now when we get mature. Now the mutual competition and rivalry starts. Now you're 50, 60, 70 years old. The children say, Dada, Nana, Nani, sit at home. You're wasting our time in the shop, in the business, and you count all your money. Pala, pala. Whether you got under the mattress or in the mattress, وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. So three stages of human being's life. And in your old age, start counting how much wealth you got. Inshore, offshore, I must secure my wife, I must secure my children, I must secure my grandchildren. وَالْأَوْلَادِ. So count it. People, they read Tasbih Junaid Mota today. We don't know, they're reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Or they're reading which property? So many dollars, so many rand, so many rupees, so many rubles, so many rials. You see that? So that is how the life goes. Chapter number 57, verse 20. That is the khulasa, the summary of life. Then death comes, end of the story. Allah is teaching us the divine prescription. وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا, if you bring true iman, In Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah, in Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no reservations and no part-time Muslim. Razi Rahe Rahman Bi, Khush Rahe Shaitan Bi. We want to please Allah, we want to please Satan and Lucifer. Nay, I must please Allah, please Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at all times, all places. Wallahu wa rasuluhu ahaqqu an yurduh in kanu mu'mineen. Remember that our aim and objective in life must be to please Him, Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you have true iman. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 62. Everything in the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Wa in tu'minu, then the next stage, wa tattaqu, and we stay with taqwa. Taqwa means everything doubtful, everything haram, we abstain from it. In our business, in our eating, drinking, in our transactions, everything, remember, across the board. Yu'utikum ujurakum. Allah will grant you magnificent reward. People are chasing dunya, dunya, dunya. He's chasing a shadow all the time. Please Allah Jalla Wala. Please Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah will bring the dunya to you. Atatka dunya wa hiya raghima. Mustafa Rasulullah Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the dunya will come to your feet and it will be disgraced and so forth. Imagine. So that is where we are failing, you see. That we are madly, intensely in love with this dunya. But the dunya will come to us if we adopt the quality of iman and taqwa. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَدُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُمْ شَيْئًا. We have iman, we have sabr, we have taqwa. The enemies also will not be able to harm us. وَلَا يَسْأَلْكُمْ أَمْوَالَكُمْ أَيْ كُلَّ الْمَالِ. That Almighty Allah is not asking you for all your wealth and all your assets. You will see now in tomorrow's lesson, inshallah, that Allah is telling us, if hypothetically, for argument's sake, he had to ask you all your wealth, then what should have happened? So 2.5% zakat. I got 100,000, only 2,500 rand I have to pay. What is the grace and mercy, benevolence of Allah? And that also Almighty Allah says, rectify your intention, O Muslim, O Muslimah. And what will happen? وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. That when you pay your zakat solely, only, exclusively, for the love and pleasure of Allah Jalla Wala, Allah will multiply it manifold. I paid 2,500, wallahi, Allah will give me 25,000. Allah will give me 100,000, depending on my intention. You see that? That is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh, you in South Africa, Africa, you should know about the African Muazzin, Muazzinu Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wa Waziru Malihi. He was the master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's first Muazzin in the history of Islam, Bilal bin Rabah Al Habashi Radiallahu Anhu Warda. And his minister of finance, go open Shama'il Tirmidhi, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressing him, Anfiq ya Bilal, Anfiq ya Bilal, wa la takhsha min zil arshi iqlal, O Bilal, iqlal, O Bilal, spend, spend, spend from the Baytul Mal, the public treasury. Do not fear the one who possesses the arsh and the throne and the entire universe, that our funds will get depleted. You must never fear that. We have yaqeen and conviction. The more I spend in the path of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, sincerely, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah will give us more and more. You try it and see. So that is, and the hadith is sahih, authentic in the Shama'il of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, Abu Isa, born in the year 209 and passed away 279, buried in Tirmidh there in Uzbekistan. What a giant and genius. The celebrated student of Imam Bukhari, Amirul Mu'mineen, radhi rahimahumullah to all of them. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, first Zulhijjah 1446, the South Africa, most countries in the world, second Zulhijjah. Today, the Gaza war and Gaza genocide, day number 601. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, our Mujahideen are busy. 5 Jutlas dispatched to hell, 10 of them and injured and so forth. That's the figures we got. There might be much more as well. Trump is disgraced internationally and globally. He trumped tariffs, TT. He thought he can just sign executive orders. The court said you have overstepped your mark and you don't have the authority and jurisdiction to do so. So the Trump chamchas, his sidekicks, are saying this is a judicial coup. So he is humiliated, disgraced, the felon. You're not welcome to South Africa. Remember that, Trump. It's better you don't come, you harami, and you war criminal helping Israel all the time there. So 10 aid seekers, remember they went for aid yesterday and so forth. So they got killed by Israeli snipers and so forth. These are the jutlas. When they were celebrating the Jerusalem Day on Monday, these haramis, these pigs and swines, these monkeys and donkeys and dogs, that are the words Quran uses for the jutlas and the Jews. So they said and jumping, we love killing and raping the Palestinians. Listen to that properly. Dancing, jumping and saying, we love killing and raping the Palestinians. They are not human beings. They are half subhuman, as mentioned by Gideon Levy. Remember that. Protesters, the Jutlas and Zionists, they stormed the Bibi Netanyahu's party headquarters. He belongs to the Likud party. So they stormed it and made a big noise there. We're going to overturn and we're going to kick you out of office. We want the hostages back home and so forth and so on. So today, this morning, 4 Palestinians killed, you see, running for aid and so forth by the Israeli haramis and murderers. Israel destroying the medical facility deliberately. They targeting children and they targeting the medical facilities. But they'll tell you they want peace. A Jutla doesn't understand what is peace. He only understands a bullet. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So Morocco, the harami king, you are a pakka, murtad, kafir, munafikin, and may you rot in hell forever unless you make public tawbah. A guy who committed war crimes on behalf of Israel, killing our Dr. Alaa Najjar's 9 door children or other children and so forth, he is honored by the Moroccan government and given a big prize and award and reward for subservience to humanity. These are these Arab rulers, harami, shaitans, iblis children, MBS of Saudi, MBZ of Emirates, and the kings of Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan, and Sisi, the Pharaoh of Egypt. كلهم مرتدون غدارون خبيثون أولاد إبليس. I said it in Arabic, so you chamchas, you Salafis, go tell them this is what AK said and he thinks about you. The Jutlas are singing, and I told you that we love to kill and rape the Palestinians. The wheat arrives in Syria. You see, now the European Union is now softening its stance against Syria. So big amount of wheat and food and all that is arriving there in Damascus. So why can't the US and Israel defeat the Yemenis Houthis? Question posed in the Haaretz newspaper. Why cannot the US and the Israelis defeat the Yemenis and the Houthis? Because Mustafa, you can do your own analysis. This is our belief. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made 4 du'as for the Yemeni people and nothing for the Najdis, these people there in Riyadh and Saudi. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the exclusive rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he refused to make du'a for the Najdis. So all this mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So that is the reason. Now the wheels have come off. You must remember there was one harami born in South Africa, made millions, went to America and became a billionaire and one of the richest people in the world. This harami's name is Elon Musk, you see. So Elon Musk says he's very disappointed with the Trump tariffs and taxes and so forth. So now he and Trump have parted ways, a divorce took place. So Trump told him, you footsack and get out now, you're a troublemaker, you see that. And then he thought he can conquer Mars. So he sent one of his rockets up. It went up and then it spiraled out of control. Billions of dollars gone. So these are the haramis. Don't you remember America sent one rocket called Challenger? It was not even 1 minute or 2 minutes. Who you want to challenge? Allah? Allah let it blasted it to smotherings. So now Musk is learning the hard way. I want to conquer Mars. I want to conquer this. Iran. Iran is standing to America and Europe and telling them, you don't come and tell us nonsense that we must have zero uranium enrichment, meaning no uranium enrichment. You can go to hell. We will do what we want to. We are an autonomous state. If Israel can have hundreds of, you say, nuclear weapons, and we want to, who the hell are you to prevent us? So 100% we agree with Iran. This Arab tenpot dictators, all the money but no brains. They say America will give us security. French pedophile, remember that he abused 300 patients, mostly minors and people and so forth. They sentenced him for 20 years. They are a sick society. These people, remember, they will rape you, they will harm you while you under, you sedated also. And this is not the first time in Britain, in French, France and America. You will find it many a time. The Pak Prime Minister, that Shahbaz Sharif, arrives in Iran. So now they're going to talk. You see, that bilateral talks. And that is talks of mutual importance regarding business, trade and security and so forth. 21 charges against the Tate brothers. You see that? They say that it is by the UK prosecutors. They say they are guilty of rape. They are guilty of human trafficking and so many things. To me, I think some of it are all just then trumped up charges. Saudi Arabia, MBS, is who is breaking now. The youth have stood up. That's what we want. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud, kama ahlakta ada wa Samud. Inshallah, inshallah, I'll send you the article today. The Saudi youth have stood up and they call themselves the Saudi mask movement. They wear that, you understand, red scarf of theirs. They cover their faces and all that. Only the eyes are open like Abu Ubaid of Palestine. And then they're giving. Already the shooting has started. The underground movement has started. Ali Saud is shaking now. The nearer, the quicker they get rid of them, the better. And thereafter, 1.2 million pilgrims from abroad have already arrived. So the Hajj were expected 2 million, you understand? Hajj will start Wednesday, Thursday, Arafat next week. So that is the Namibia, President Nani, not my Nani and your Nani. So I like this woman. You like her, meaning I like her policies. So President of Namibia, President Nani, all the other words are difficult. So her one name becomes Nani. So President Nani, she says, you Germans, you must pay for the genocide you committed here in Namibia, Southwest Africa, call it whatever you want to. In 1904 to 1908, you killed thousands of our people. I can't allow you to get away because you're a white man or you're a European and so forth. You must pay reparations, 100%. So that was the biggest mistake Mandela, Sisulu, Mbeki and all of them made. They never let the white man pay reparations, and therefore you find Joe the carpenter, Joe the plumber. Today his situation is even worse now than in apartheid. It was a foolish policy of the ANC. And when we take over Palestine, you Jutla Harami, listen to me. You're going to pay reparations, you understand? And we'll make sure you pay for every person you murdered and martyred, inshallah. Remember that. Let's come to South African news quickly. So the ICASA, you know ICASA, they control all the TV, radio, satellites and all that. So ICASA to probe the illegal Starlink use. You see, Musk wants to come in through the back door. So ICASA is to probe into this illegal Starlink use in South Africa. South Africa bans the chicken imports from Brazil. It's better they will ban it. But they say that might lead to a shortage, you see that. 25 million South Africans rely on social grant. Can you believe that? We are one of the richest countries in Africa, but because of mismanagement, corruption, stealing by the ANC and other political parties, so remember, South Africa is spiraling towards a failed state. And how can you believe we 60 million and 25 million, meaning that 40% plus minus, you must remember, are what? Just collecting and sitting on their laurels and thinking of Hadi and so forth. The Citizen wrote a nice article. You see, O King Charles went with his chameleon. You see, his wife, we call her chameleon, because she broke the marriage with Diana and all that. So anyway, the King Charles went there to Canada, and he addressed the parliament there in Ottawa in Canada. So he said, Canada is an autonomous state, and thus, and meaning, this is what they wrote, Citizen Newspaper, South Africa. The King trumps Donald in Canada. You got the words? The King, King Charles, trumps, they're referring to Trump, that he humiliated him. So King trumps Donald, in, instead of saying Donald Trump, they said King trumps Donald in Canada. Well said, citizen. And remember that I told you yesterday, I had a wonderful bilateral meeting with Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab. For me, the greatest joy to come to Lanesia personally. For you, the benefit which we are here on air, Alhamdulillah, Allah Kabul. But for me personally, is the precious moments I spend alone with Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab. Currently in South Africa, the greatest alim. Remember that, the greatest mufti, in my opinion. Number two, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai. So we had a wonderful, wonderful, and Hazrat will be leaving for Pakistan in holiday time. And remember, we sent out the three calendars last night. From Darul Zakaria, I sent it out. Markaz Sahaba, the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, in the Wifaqul Ulama. You in Potchefstroom, my connections there. Bamli Kaka's children are there, you know. Ibrahim Kaka, but Mehman, we changed it. We say Bamli Kaka. So he passed away a few years ago on a Friday. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So Jumma will be there in the town masjid tomorrow. And quarter past 12, 12:15 to 12:45, they say I must speak for half an hour. I say Alhamdulillah. So inshallah, it will be live on Markaz tomorrow. Today program, inshallah, Aziz. Then Mona Zahid will be interviewing Mufti Farhan Karani. So that is 8:30 to 9. 11 to 12, we'll be discussing Umrah and Hajj, 1 to 2 Tafsir. And tonight, abundant Durood Sharif. Remember the days and the nights of Zulhijjah, wal Fajri wal Layalin Ashr. Allah took an oath. Stay away from all your haram activities, your music, and your girlfriend and boyfriend, and TV and movies, and all that haram. Siyamuha ka siyami sanatin. Today you fasting, you get the reward of 1 year fasting. You spend ibadah tonight, it's coming. Qiyamuha ka qiyami laylatul qadri. It's like making ibadah on laylatul qadr. The hadith in Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. So practice on it, remember that. Allah Jalla Allah give us tawfiq. Read Surah Kahf tonight. Very good. Man qara that Asif, the Jahil of Saudi Arabia, they asked him, when must we read Surah Kahf? He said, only Friday during the day, not at night. You see, huwa adallu min himari ahli fi bayti. He's worse than a donkey in his backyard. So that Asim character of your people's day in Saudi and so forth. They asked him, somebody sent me his fatwa. I said, he's a Jahil. You must remember the hadith is sahih. وَصَحَّهُ وَشَيْخْ أَلْبَانِي Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ قَرَأَ سُورَةَ الْكَهْفِ لَيْلَةَ الْجُمُعَةِ. You read Surah Kahf tonight, after Maghrib, after Isha, anytime. أَضَاءَ لَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْبَيْتِ الْأَتِيقِ. Allah will bless you with nur, radiance and effulgence from where you are, South Africa, Lanesia, Johannesburg, right till the Baytullah. So the hadith sahih, rawahu Darimi. Imam Darimi is ustad of Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim and all of them, buried in Uzbekistan. So that are the actions we should do, inshallah. And the greatest dua, Ya Allah, maut is haqq. Death is inevitable. So take us with Iman and Islam and make it the best day in our life. Ya Allah, tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Ya Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious and righteous servant. Jimona Salim, we have 12, 13 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, kindly elaborate on transgender beings. Should they go out in Jamaat, and is it okay for an alim to embrace a transgender individual?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. There's three different scenarios here. ABC person was a non-Muslim. He was Steve, and Steve, when he was non-Muslim, became Eve. So then when they embraced Islam, then Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 8, verse 38, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. That you tell them, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you abstain sincerely from kufr, shirk, disbelief and all that, then your sins are forgiven of the past. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, elaborated further, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Innal Islama Yahdimu Ma Kana Qabla. Verily, Islam, you must remember, erases and expunges the sins of the past. So now that is for non-Muslim, and he embraced Islam. So tell him to make tawbah, all that, and repent for the remainder of his life also. A Muslim person, now he or she, they say, I'm born, you understand, Eve, that Hawa, and I want to become Steve, you see that? And he or she says it's permissible, so they're no more Muslim, they're murtad, murtada, out of the fold of Islam. You must put them in front of the firing squad and shoot them dead. That is what the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us. Man baddala deenahu faqtuluh, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that for the murtad apostate is the death penalty, male and female. That is the verdict of Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, and that's the verdict we pass in this day and this age. For the females, the hadith is mentioned in Daraqutni, hadith of Marwan. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and the Hanafi school says that the death penalty will be for the men only, and the women will be incarcerated, imprisoned, hatta tamut or tatub. But in this day and this age, it will open a lot of doors of fitna, so therefore better death penalty. So that is if a Muslim person says it's permissible. If he says no, it is his weakness and thus and all that, he knows he's doing haram, so he must make sincere tawbah. So in that case, but to send him or her in jamaat and all that, no. They must be. And then remember, when they die, how will they be treated? Kullu shay'in yarju ila aslihi. So you must remember that when she was born as Eve, and then she became Steve, so then you woman will handle that lady, handle what gloves and whatever. So you must remember, in Islam, the transgender, all haram. Quran spoke of all this. Iblis, Lucifer, was expelled from Jannah. He said, I'm not going to sit alone in Jannah. Chapter 4, verse 119, Surah Nisa, that I will command them definitely that they will change the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that's one thing, Trump. What is the truth we must speak? So remember, Trump, at least one thing he said, in America there are only two genders, he and she, male and female, no other body else. So at least that he got right, the harami. So chapter 4, verse 119, Allah said that Iblis was going to change the creation of Allah. Absolutely haram, and there's no place in Islam. You can't send them in jamaat and all that. Then they'll get busy. You don't know what happened in some masjids and all that. Funny things going on there. So no, you can't send them in jamaat and all these kind of things. You get busy just now with the he and the she, the harami.
Uftisar, what should I do if I have missed previous year's qurbani?
Every year's qurbani that you must remember, there is no sin upon you and there is no qaza, nothing upon you, according to the Malikis, the Shafi'is, the Hanbalis, the majority scholars, because they say sunnah muakkada al-kifaya, farz al-kifaya. So there is no sin upon you as such. However, according to the Hanafi school, because it's wajib, compulsory upon me, upon my wife, upon my children who are baligh and mature, so everybody must pay it from their own money. But I'm a father, I say I want to be a good guy. I tell my wife, oh poppy, oh honey, that your money, I will pay for my money for your qurbani. So before it is done, you see. So very good. My children who are mature, I tell them, my father used to do it for me, I remember very well. Then I told him, leave it, I'll do it in Pakistan. So anyway, so like that. So you inform the people before you do the udhiya and qurbani. So if you follow in the Hanafi school and for 10 years that you never did qurbani and so forth, so you must pay that amount. So what amount you going to pay? So let's just say 1,000 rand. So you'll have to pay 10,000 rand and give it to poor Muslims, you see. So that will be one way of making qaza for the 10 years you never made qurbani, only according to Hanafi school. So that will be applicable.
Mufti Sahab, 20 members are purchasing sheep from a farmer. The farmer calculates the weight of all the sheep and gives the figure. Is it correct to divide this amount by 20 for each member to pay?
If it's willing buyer, willing seller, me and you, we go, Ma Salim Kareem, there to Ladysmith, next to Ladysmith, there's nice farms there and so forth. So we 20 of us from NKR, you see, NKR, Natal Club, whatever. But one masjid I saw there, NKR, no kitab reading. They put it in the masjid. So anyway, I think it's out now. But anyway, so we went to the farm there, and so we 10 of us, 20 of us. So the farmer said, this is the weight and all these things here of these animals. So now this is what I suggest. If we're all happy, it's fine. You must remember that. Willing buyer, willing seller, we all are pleased with it. So it's fine. There's no problem with that. Allah, Jalla Allah, make life easy for us.
Mufti Sahab, what is meant by the first few verses of Surah Tahrim? And why were they revealed?
Are you speaking as a question regarding the beginning of Surah Tahrim?
Gee, I think Mufti Sahab.
Right. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's adat mubarakah was every day after Asr, when he, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was in Madinah Munawwara, yatufu ala nisa'ihi. The word in Mishkat Sharif, the word in Musnad Ahmad, in authentic ahadith, you will find the Master alayhi salatu salam used to go by all the wives. Wa inna tis'a niswa. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had one time the maximum amount of wives he had were nine. So all this is authentic, right? So now Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent time by this wife, by this wife, by this. So one day he, Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spent some extra time by Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh radiallahu anha. Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh has one distinction no one in the world will ever have. Zawwajna kaha. We performed your nikah, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with her. Was Zainab bint Jahsh, because she was divorced by Zayd. Zayd's name came in the Quran, Falamma Qada Zaydun, because they did that solely, only for the love of Almighty Allah and for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But they were not competent, and they were not compatible, you must remember. And then the marriage ended in divorce because of incompatibility and no kuf and so. But they did it for the sake of Allah. Allah mentions Zayd's name in the Quran forever. And remember that she made so much sacrifice. Allah said, after your iddat, now finish, we perform your nikah to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all that happened. So now in a little bit, one, two extra minutes. But you know, ad-dharratan la tattafiqan, when you have two, three, four wives, then the human element always comes in wider. So Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anhu were very good friends. Their houses, if you know the old Madinah Munawwara, were attached to one another. From her window, she could speak to her from her window. So they both stand and they talk, you see. Very good friends. So they devised a plan. They said, Ya Rasulullah, when he, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come, we must say, Ya Rasulullah, you know, we think that maybe there's something you ate or drank there by Sayyida Zainab's house. But whether they mentioned that, they got not a good smell. They knew Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hated terrible bad odor. So that was the plan they made. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took an oath and said, Wallah, in future I will not have it. So Allah jalla wala revealed the verses. Chapter 66 and verse number 1. Ya ayyuhan nabi lima tuharrimu ma ahallallahu lak. That, remember that, why did you make haram that which Allah made halal? So remember, Allah Ta'ala forgave the Sahaba, Sahabiyat. So many places Allah has mentioned. Chapter 57, verse 10. وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. And Allah has forgiven all the Sahaba, and for them is Jannah. Chapter 33, verse 32. يَا أَيُّهَا يَا نِسَاءَ النَّبِيِّ لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ. Oh, you honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're not like other women. So because of this verse, the kafir Shias like Khomeini and his ilk, they say, Allah forbid, naqal kufr, kufr nabashid. They say, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa are not Muslim. Because they hate Sayyida Abu Bakr, Sayyida Umar, they made their daughters honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam kafir. Khomeini, you're a pakka kafir. And Shias, you're pakka kafir. And I'm prepared to debate with you anytime, in any place. I had debate with you in Iran, in Qum, and I beat you. You know that? And Khomeini's grandson said, I must meet him. I told him to fly a kite. I don't meet kuffar. You see that? لست بحريص على لقائكم هذا من فضل ربي. So we must understand, if you don't have the love for the honorable Ahlul Bayt, the wives of Nabi alayhi salam who are Ahlul Bayt, and the children and grandchildren of Nabi alayhi salam, and you don't have love for Sahaba, wallah, you're not Muslim, you're kafir, you're out of the fold of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.